Blog Talk Radio. Serenity Talk Radio, where I help people ascend into the light. Let go of those shadows that you've been holding on to for so long, and let me guide you towards serenity. Serenity Talk Radio, guiding you towards the light. Serenity Talk Radio, here for you.
Hello, everybody. This is LP Langley with Serenity Talk Radio. Today is officially Sunday, April 24, 2016, and today's show is all about the Manifesting Your Reality show. Actually, it's What Is Reality show. Now, this show is all about the nature of reality. What is it and how does it work? Do we create our own reality? As I said to you almost every single week, besides my hospitalization in between, was that we have light thoughts that go out into the mirror ball universe and come back to us and to create our own reality. Now, a lot of us don't notice that because we're so busy all the time. But this show really is about the nature of reality. What is it, reality, and how do we deal with it? You know, how do we create our own reality? So according to Google.com, the definition of reality, which is a noun, is the world or the state of things as they actually exist, as opposed to an idealistic or notional idea of them, such as, he refuses to face reality. Or it's the state or quality of having existence or substance. Youth when death has no reality. Okay. Then on 17.com, these are 7 tips to create your own reality. Remember, every thought that goes out into the mirror ball universe comes back to you to create your reality. So be careful about your thoughts, okay? Be very careful about your thoughts because like thoughts coalesce, which means that bad thoughts coalesce and good thoughts coalesce, you know? Good thoughts have more density than bad thoughts. They're stronger than bad thoughts, so remember that. So again, keen.com, 7 tips to create your own reality. These are some simple steps that you can take to make a better you. The first thing to be done is to make the decision to create the reality you want by putting energy into the universe that confirms who you are as the person you want to be. When looking at yourself, instead of thinking about the things you don't like, take a step back and ask yourself why you don't like those things. Who has told you that you're wrong or inadequate? What was the agenda of the person or group of people when they told you that you were not okay? Was someone hoping to make you subservient? Beyond the motives of the people who emphasize what they see as your faults, okay, you have a big part in what you choose to believe about yourself. You know, don't take what other people say as you know, doctrine. Think about it in yourself. What is it that you like about yourself? For instance, I like the fact that God and I have a relationship and that God says, you have to do the show, and I'm going to do the show. There's no way out. But he's also kind, you know, as well. He's not too serious, you know, kind and like a wonderful, wonderful parent, okay? So beyond the motives of the people who emphasize what they see as your faults, you are a big part of what you choose to believe about yourself. You don't have to accept what others say, okay? You create your own reality. When you create your own reality, you empower yourself and disempower those who seek to force you to conform to their ideals. Additionally, by creating your own reality, you construct a foundation upon which the measure of success is completely up to you. Is it possible to escape into your own world and use the power of creating your own reality to become avoidant of the everyday realities that we must all endure? Of course it is. That's what happened to me. I escaped into my own world for 10 years, and now I'm trying to, you know, as hard as possible to get out of it. Avoidance and escapism are the two main pitfalls of leaving behind the social contract. But if you understand that creating your own reality is something that is too powerful to be used as an escape mechanism, you can now begin to see how it's a tool with which to master your journey through life. When you create your own reality, it should be for the purpose of putting energy out into the universe that will begin remaking the world as you want it to be. This is not about living in denial. The laws of physics still apply and gravity still pulls us to the ground. But if the Wright brothers had not decided to create their own reality, none of us would have ever flown anywhere. You don't have to change the way. And that's funny because I'm going tomorrow on vacation. So I'm going to be using the Wright brothers airplane, okay, or extension of that. You don't have to change the way humanity moves around the globe by inventing a transformative feat of engineering. You just need to imagine who you want to be and how you want to be treated and start living as if this reality already exists. So I'm going to be living as if the love of my life, CK, is already with me. We're going on vacation. We're going to the movies. We're going here and there. So I have to act as if it's already happened, and then it will, hopefully. Here are a few ways to create your own reality in order for the universe to accept the energy you send out and deliver back that reality. Number one, carry yourself with pride. Make sure that your appearance is top-notch and you can smile and greet people as you move about your day. You're telling the universe that there's much for you to be proud of, and then the universe will accept that energy and deliver the respect of the people you encounter in your daily travels. Number two, engage in something you want to be doing every day. If you want to be an accomplished guitarist, the one thing that a famous guitarist and you have in common is that you both play the guitar every single day. Once you have one thing in common with your idealized goal, more sync-ups will follow. Number three, print business cards and build a website. If you have aspirations of professional success, the top people in your field have business cards, so why shouldn't you? If your aspirations are to succeed as a professional photographer, you might gain access to VIP events seeking coverage if you give their organizers your card. Once you have the pictures from their event, media websites will be happy to take a look at your website and meet you in person. We're handing them your business card immediately creates the reality that you're a professional photographer. Weren't you just dreaming about this happening? If you were not, understand that this applies to whatever reality you wish to create. Use an artistic medium to visualize and narrate the life you want. Is your dream to meet and marry your soulmate? Yes, it is. What does he look like? Perhaps you should paint a picture of him before you meet him. Find pictures in old magazines and cut them into a representation of the house you will one day share with him. Write a short story to go with these pictures. As you create tangible evidence of your vision and desire, you create a reality that attracts these very things. That's what I'm going to do. Tell your story with honest affirmatives. Many people take the ordinary things that have happened to them, things that happen to millions of people, and act like they're victims. Mm-hmm. This, of course, creates the reality of victimhood. That's what happened to me. You can create your own reality of success and empowerment by relating the facts of your life in a manner that drives your narrative toward a positive climax. You are then creating a scene-by-scene journey for the universe to write in an amazing happily ever after. Oh, I sure hope so. Makeover. Can you envision what you would look like at your absolute best? If you can imagine it, you can envision it. If you can envision it, you can create it, and that will lead you to becoming it. Start your makeover by making sure you have the look you want and that it is a look that is easy for you to get into and stay in every day. Slowly begin your wardrobe turnover and you will eventually be forced to look great on a consistent basis. Soon you will have created the reality of you at your best and be living your dream. And number seven, find the right people. Putting energy out into the universe in order to become who you want to be can be as easy as putting yourself in an environment where you are around people you want to be like. If you want to be physically fit, spend your time at the gym. If you want to succeed in a particular business field, attend networking events aimed at this group of people. Before you know it, you will be among your peers, having created the reality that you and those you admire on equal levels of success. So that was a fabulous website. I think I'm going to do that soulmate thing. Okay. So that was So that was what it was, okay? So everybody, this is your homework for today, is really think about reality. Do you choose your own reality, or are you a victim of everyday reality of your thoughts? You know, every single day it seemed before this transformation, you know, I had a dream about my soulmate. Who knows what's going to happen? I'm going to act as if we're already together. We're going to the movies today. We're going to, you know, we're going on vacation. I'm going to pretend like he's with me so that hopefully this will happen. Okay? It might be very difficult, but it will happen one day. I know it. I'm sure of it. I've seen it. So imagining your reality may not be the hardest thing in the world, just do it. Anyway, this is LP Langley, Serenity Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Serenity Talk Radio, where I help people ascend into the light. Let go of those shadows that you've been holding on to for so long, and let me guide you towards serenity. Serenity Talk Radio, guiding you towards the light. Serenity Talk Radio, here for you.